I have been planning to work as a CNA for maybe about a year while I was it, kind of a gap year between getting my undergraduate degree and going on to what I hope will be PA school. And I wasn't planning on working more than a year, just kind of getting some primary care experience and then and going back to school. And I honestly just fell in love with the job, with the people, especially at Oak Knoll. When a resident that I was close to, this was probably about a year after I'd been working there, and he passed away. For me, the grief was alleviated by the fact that their families found a lot of comfort in our care that we were providing. You know, you associate grief and mourning with loss, and I think right now there's a very significant sense of loss in what this pandemic has taken from us as like an interpersonal community, which is something we really value at Oak Knoll. But I think across the world, everyone is feeling that similar senses of loss. And I think one of the best things that I've found for helping people dealing with grief is like to just ask questions about reminiscing, ask for stories or memories, or, you know, like tell me what you'd be doing right now with your wife if you were at home, or what, you know, it's a beautiful day out. Like what would you and your husband have been doing on a day like this? It is amazing how calling to mind those sort of memories can really just bring them and bring you back to a sense of peace and contentment and realizing that, you know, things haven't always been this bad. Hopefully things won't always be this bad. I think one of the more difficult things about the situation for the residents specifically has been that if our goal is to make Oak Knoll a home for them, right now it feels like the complete opposite. And it probably feels more like a prison than a home since they're quarantined and isolated and aren't allowed visitors and they can't go out. And I've definitely had a few interactions with some of my residents where they kind of broke down in tears and not being able to see their grandkids or their children or spouses. And it's difficult to console someone in that situation because we really don't know what's going to happen. We really don't know like when things are going to turn around. I want to do everything I can to respect the fact that they're having to be isolated and can't see their families. And I want to hopefully bear a little bit of that burden by saying, I'm choosing to do the same thing by not interacting with my family and friends or going out in the same social circles that I would normally be a part of, because I want to protect myself, but I also want to protect you and let you know that you're not the only one that has to suffer from this. And I definitely don't want to take the perspective of, oh, I've gone into work. I've put in my, you know, 8 hours for the day. I can come home, and now I'm just on my own time, and I can do whatever I want. But really, I think the responsibility for us continues even when we leave work, because it doesn't take much to become infected and then and bring that right back into work, and then we've already, you know, lost the battle just by that one misstep. So I'm sure I probably won't fully know all the changes that I've personally undergone until this is all over, hopefully. But I think if anything, it's affirmed my desire to work with the elderly population in a future healthcare role. It's definitely reaffirmed my understanding of how important teamwork in a healthcare setting is. Because in a situation like this, if one person is choosing to not keep themselves safe, in work or outside of work, that's all you need for the whole operation to break down.